I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has appointed Bishop Oscar Cantu of Las Cruces, New Mexico, to be the coadjutor bishop of San Jose, California. Bishop Cantu will join Bishop Patrick McGrath, who has been the head of the San Jose Diocese since 1999. As coadjutor bishop, Cantu will assist McGrath in the administration of the diocese. Bishop Cantu is a former chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' Committee on International Justice and Peace and is currently a member of the conference's subcommittee on the Church in Latin America and the subcommittee on Hispanic Affairs. Bishop Cantu was one of the two delegates chosen by the USCCB to represent the conference during Pope Francis' visit to Mexico in 2016. Cantu has been the head of the Las Cruces Diocese since 2013, and before that he was the auxiliary bishop of San Antonio for 5 years. NATO's chief, Jens Stoltenberg, said that despite President Trump's aggressive approach at this week's summit, he has impacted members' commitment to their individual military spending. Trump has criticized NATO members for not spending more on their military since becoming the president. According to NATO's Secretary General, allies have added $41 billion to their defense spending. The Trump administration stated that all eligible small children that were separated from their families because of the administration's zero-tolerance policy have been reunited with their parents. However, 46, almost half of the children taken into custody that were under 5, remained separated because of other issues, including safety concerns, and because the parents were deported. As of this morning, 57 children were reunited with their parents. The ACLU, which filed the lawsuit that resulted in the court-ordered deadline to reunite families, stated that even though the reunifications occurred, they were past the deadline, and so the organization is determining how to address the issue with the court. The Catholic Charities affiliate of the Diocese of St. Cloud, Minnesota, has sued the diocese, requesting that they transfer ownership of the St. Cloud Children's Home and surrounding properties from the diocese to the organization. The charity stated the lawsuit is not an attack on the diocese or a revoke of support for its mission. The diocese and charity have been in discussions over transferring ownership for years. However, the diocese's plan to file for bankruptcy could disrupt the charity's services if they are still the lawful owners. The St. Cloud Diocese announced their plans to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy following 74 claims related to clergy sex abuse that were made. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.